This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet approval for 3 multi-tracking projects covering various districts across Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka will strengthen rail infrastructure, reduce logistic cost and create job opportunities for the youth. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the decision of widening National Highway 167 from Gudibilur to Mehboobnagar on the Hyderabad-Panaji economic corridor boost economic growth, create employment and further ease of living. Prime Minister Modi said the cabinet has approved a 4-lane access-controlled greenfield corridor between Gohpur and Numaligarh, including India's first underwater road-cum-rail tunnel under the Brahmaputra. He said this transformative project will enhance connectivity, reduce logistic cost, and accelerate growth across Assam and the entire Northeast. Mr. Modi said the cabinet has approved the extension corridor from Noida Sector 142 to Botanical Garden. He said this decision will add momentum to Noida's development journey. Congestion will be reduced significantly as well. With Dipendra, Adit Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Government announces the launch of the PM Rahat, that is Road Accident Victim Hospitalization and Assured Treatment Scheme. Under the scheme, every eligible road accident victim in any category of road will be entitled to cashless treatment up to 1,50,000 per victim for a period of 7 days from the date of the accident. Road Transport and Highways Ministry said that the decision underscores the government's commitment to ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical assistance after a road accident. The ministry said reimbursement to hospitals will be made through the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that the general coaches of trains will now be cleaned at par with first-class coaches. Addressing a press conference on railway reforms in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said that initially 80 long-distance trains will be identified within 6 months for the enhanced cleaning initiative. He said dedicated staff will be deployed on these trains to ensure cleaning at intervals of 1 to 1.5 hours. Mr. Vaishnav added that continuous cleaning of toilets, garbage bins and cabins will be ensured. He added that linen distribution, collection, packing and cleaning, which were earlier handled by different firms, will now be managed by a single agency to ensure greater accountability and efficiency. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervor. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for devotees of Lord Shiv, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers, and night-long worship at temples. Thousands of devotees take holy dips at pilgrim sites, seeking blessings for peace and prosperity. President Draupadi Murmu extended heartfelt greetings to the countrymen on the auspicious occasion. In Bangladesh, newly elected members of parliament and cabinet members are set to be sworn in tomorrow following the landslide victory of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, or BNP, in the 13th national election. BNP secured 209 seats in Thursday's parliamentary election, held alongside a referendum. The International Space Station has returned to full crew strength with the arrival of 4 new astronauts, replacing colleagues who left early due to health concerns. The new arrivals, who are set to spend 8 to 9 months aboard the station, are NASA astronauts Jessica Meir and Jack Hathaway, France's Sophie Adanoth, and Russia's Andrei Fedyaev. Last month's medical evacuation was NASA's first in 65 years of human space flight. India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in a high-voltage clash of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2026 at the R. Premadasa Stadium, with both teams aiming to maintain their winning momentum. The game is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Indian time. Both sides are at 4 points from 2 games each, with one more game scheduled after tonight's match. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated rainfall or snowfall over Arunachal Pradesh today. The Met Department predicted dense fog conditions over parts of Himachal Pradesh for today. Places over coastal Karnataka, Kokan and Goa are likely to experience hot and humid weather. And that is the end of this news bulletin.